the bakery so my children would have a future with my retirement money.
An ungrateful son.
He threatened to burn my house and my bakery down.
And the mother who fired him.
Your counterclaim is interesting. Your counterclaim is for wrongful termination.
Correct.
Why does she have to employ you?
She lost a case in the unemployment bureau for the same exact kind of firing.
Let me tell you something. That's the problem with America.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Rebecca McDaniel is suing her son, Travis McDaniel, for an unpaid loan to buy a car.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 445 on the calendar in the matter of McDaniel versus McDaniel. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mrs. McDaniel, this is your son. It is your claim that you made a loan to him for a car.
Correct.
You want that money back. Your son says that it was not a loan, that you did help him purchase a car.
Yes. Correct.
A lot of kids. He needed transportation. And he has a counterclaim because he said that you wrongfully terminated him from a business that you own and that he worked at, which is a bakery business. When did you make this loan to him?
On July the 30th of 2013. Previous to that, his wife, Amy, had said that they would like, needed
just
another car.
Is that your wife?
Yes, ma'am.
They needed another car because they had two jobs, seven kids, and they only had one vehicle.
And she had this discussion with you?
Yes, at one of my Sunday afternoon pool parties that all the family attended.
Okay, so she spoke to you about it.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I said to my son, I said, Ty, which is what we call him, I said, I can't afford to give you this money, but if you can find a car that is cheap enough that you trust, I will lend you the money and you can pay it back to me within the next 6 months. And he came to me on July the 30th and he said he had found a car and I gave him a check for $1,138.50. I did not put his name or anybody's on the check because I did not know if he needed to give it directly to the car salesman. I told him, I said, I'm going to give you a $40 a week raise. I'm not going to charge you.
He was working for you with the
yes.
time.
I'm not going to charge you any interest, but I have to have you pay this money back. You have to pay it back. And if you take this money, I don't care if the car breaks down in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Here's my canceled check and a copy of my bank statement.
I'd like to see
showing
you.
The day I lent it to him that I did mark loan next to it.
Did he pay you back any of the money?
He paid me back $20 the first week. And after that, he did not pay me back. And I wondered why not. And one time at another pool party on August the 25th, because I had one weekly, I said, son, do you have some money to pay me back? And he said, not on me. And on August the 27th, he came to work. He was at work and he basically...
How many employees do you have at work?
I have 12. At this point, three of them were either my son, well, it was my son, my daughter, and a son-in-law out of the 12. And when my daughter came to work on the day of August the 27th, I don't know what got into my son, but he was very, very agitated. He actually physically attacked her, and we have a video of that. And after he went home, he had worked the night shift, and he went home. And I knew that he needed more money because he has seven kids. I didn't know what he was doing with his money. And I tried to smooth things over like I always do. And I had formed the bakery basically so my children would have a future with my retirement money. And so I make
just
payroll.
Other than the $20, did he ever pay you back any other money?
No, ma'am.
And on what date did you terminate him from the bakery?
On August the 28th, I had done payroll. And I wanted to show him that I had given him a $2.25 additional raise. And I took a copy of his paycheck he would receive to his home. And when I showed it to him, he called me up. And then he threatened to burn my house and my bakery down. He told me it was my fault if he had to take a job driving, trucking over the road. And I said, son, I am not now, and I have never been responsible for your children. And then he said, fire me. No, he said, I quit. And I said, you quit? You really quit? And he said, no, fire me. And I thought the conversation was over. I said, fine. And I got up to leave, and he took my cane from me, and he pounded it on his island in his kitchen, and then he would not permit me to leave.
That's what happened, and he no longer has been employed at the bakery.
That's correct.
And you haven't seen any of your money back, other than the $20.
That's correct.
Go.
All right, so what happened on August or July, she came to me and my wife. My wife had posted on Facebook that we needed a second car. We was looking for a cheap second car. She called myself and my wife out to her backyard at this pool party she's speaking about. She said, I have $2,500 extra in the bank. You need a car, I'm gonna give you what you need, up to $2,500 for
Your
a car.
Honor,
don't speak.
She said, I'll give you up to $2,500 for a car. I said, okay, well, you know, I've been looking at one. I'm gonna call the guy about it in a day or two. Called him up. He said, you know, with tax and everything
else.
Don't
tell me what he said. Just tell me what happened with the money.
Okay. Well, with the money, you know, she told me she'd give me the money to buy a car, as she had done in the past, or given cars away in the past to people who worked for her so they could get to and from work. She gave my brother-in-law Tahoe, you know, a couple years before that, as, you know, so he could get to and from work.
So
she came to me, you know, I'm just saying, she came to me and said she understood I needed a new car. I needed something to get to and from work. Find something and she'd pay for it.
Good. So you say it wasn't a loan.
No, there's never any discussion of repayment.
I believe it was a loan, and you owe $1,138 on that. Now let's get to your counterclaim. She's very clear, sir, and because you think she gave cars away to other people, that you should do the same for you because you're one of her kids, a loan doesn't become a gift because it's in your mind. But your counterclaim is interesting. Your counterclaim is for wrongful termination.
Correct.
Why does she have to employ you?
She doesn't have to employ anybody.
Well, then how can you sue her?
Okay, when she terminated me without ever writing me up. She came into my residence, attacked me personally, emotionally, and verbally.
Who cares?
And physically, which she pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct yesterday for.
Listen to me. Do you want me to throw you out?
No.
Don't wave that in my face.
I'm not waving in your face, ma'am. Sorry.
This is America.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from. If you are a business owner, you don't have to employ anybody. If your employer is satisfied with your work, they're going to keep you. And if they're not satisfied with your work, they don't have to give you three warnings while hopping on their left foot and whistling Dixie.
Correct.
Right.
Can I say something else?
Let us just say for giggles, let's say she had no legitimate reason to terminate you from your employment. In my America, she could still terminate you from your employment because she doesn't like the way you look. She doesn't like the way you sound. She doesn't like the way you smell. For any reason she wants, in my America, as long as it's not based on race or gender or sexual disposition, she can do whatever she wants. She doesn't like facial hair, she can fire you. She doesn't like the way you wear your pants, she can fire you. In my America, now I know that that's not the way America is today. It would be better off if it were back there. She doesn't have to give you a job. Go get a job and support your seven kids elsewhere.
I do have a job, and I do support my seven children.
Perfect.
She lost a case in the Unemployment Bureau for the same exact kind of firing.
Let me tell you something. That's the problem with America. Doesn't have to give you a reason for firing you. You didn't speak nicely to her, and she is your boss. She owns the company. She told you to address her as ma'am, and you chose not to do that. She can fire you in my America. She can't fire you if she doesn't like the color of your skin or your gender or your religion or your disability, depending upon the disability that might be in my America. But because you were fresh to her, absolutely.
This was not at the place of employment.
Who
this was in
cares?
My home.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I happen to adore Leslie Moonves. If we pulled up at a traffic light and I gave him a gesture and the next day I got a pink slip and if I said, I didn't gesture you at the workplace, I would say to him, I don't care. You're toast.
And later today.
It says that you were evicting both this gentleman and Lisa for non-payment of rent, which is a lie because he paid his rent. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rebecca McDaniel says her son, Travis McDaniel, owes for a loan to purchase a car. Travis is countersuing, claiming his mother wrongfully terminated him.
Okay, listen to me. I want to tell you something. I'm going to give you an analogy. I happen to adore Leslie Moonves. He is my boss. If we pulled up at a traffic light together and I gave him a gesture because he wasn't moving fast enough, and the next day I got a pink slip in my box, and if I said, I didn't gesture you at the workplace, I gestured you outside the workplace, I would say to me, I don't care. You're toast.
Okay.
So what I'm telling you is, in my America, if you were fresh to your mother and your mother's your boss, she can fire you. And if the unemployment office found in your favor, that's why this country and this government is in the pile that it's in. Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,138, that's all. Step out.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
Country, you do have the right to fire people. I'm okay with that.
I'm very happy that, with the decision that she made.
The car loan was not a loan. It was a gift.
I am so hurt and destroyed by this whole mess.
It's a good darn thing. This is not Judge Judy's America.
I'm very glad that she told my son the way it works.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Burschen. Step forward.
Marcus Johnson is suing his former landlord, Lori Burschen, for the return of rent, his security deposit, and his property.
Mr. Johnson, you rented a room in the defendant's home.
Yes.
You paid her security.
Yes.
And a month's rent.
Yes.
And then she evicted you.
Actually, I paid her 2 months' rent.
And she evicted you?
Yes.
You want your money back?
Yes.
Well, at least the money back that you didn't use.
That's correct.
Ms. Burschen says that your own conduct caused you to be evicted, and therefore she's not giving you back any of your money. That's your defense, correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. So I'm going to start with you, Ms. Burschen. What kind of a house do you have?
I was renting a house in Torrance, and it's a two-bedroom, one-bedroom.
You were renting?
Yes.
You were renting, and you were taking in boarders in your rental house. Who are you renting from?
My landlord.
You have a copy of your lease?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Now, at the same time that you rented a room to the plaintiff, you rented a room to somebody else.
That is correct.
Who else?
Lisa.
And you did understand that when you rented to both the plaintiff and Lisa, you violated the terms of your lease.
I understand that, yes.
Okay. Because the terms of your lease provide that there shall be no more than two occupants in the apartment. You want to tell me why you violated the terms of your lease?
The landlord was very lax.
Don't tell me that the landlord said you could rent, because anything that's outside the scope of this written, signed document has to be in writing.
Correct.
Do you have a written statement from the landlord permitting you to occupy the place with more than two people?
I do not.
No. Okay. When did Mr. Johnson first start to live in his room?
November 5th, 2013.
And what rent were you charging him?
$400 a month.
And you said it's a two-bedroom house. Where was he sleeping?
In the living room to rent a bunk bed for a minimum price of $400.
And how much was Lisa paying you for the other bedroom?
$750.
So that left your rent as what?
It fluctuated because
you have
of
a lease.
Utilities.
You have a lease. I'm not talking about utilities. What was your rent?
$1,300 a month.
So you paid a couple hundred bucks.
For 1 month, yes.
On what date did you evict him?
Well, he gave me his 30 days notice.
You said...
No, I did not.
You
I'm sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What part of what I said don't you understand?
I understand that.
You can't come into court when you've already gone into a court in December of 2013 and lie to the court and expect any help from another judge.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marcus Johnson says former landlord Lori Burschen owes for the return of rent, security deposit, and property. Lori is countersuing for harassment and defamation of character.
Now, on what date did you evict him?
December 9th.
Fine. How much security deposit did you take from him?
$200 cash.
How much security deposit did you take from you?
$200.
That he gets back. Did he pay you November's rent?
It was included in the move-in.
Which was how much?
$400.
How much did he pay you for November's rent?
$400.
Did he pay you an additional $200 for security?
Yes, ma'am.
So he paid you November's rent and $200 for security. Did he pay you December's rent?
Yes, he did.
Did you give it back to him?
No, I did not.
Did you give him back his security?
No, I did not.
Well, you have to. And I'll make up my mind whether you have to give him back November's rent, because if he paid you December's rent, which you accepted, and then you kicked him out. How did you kick him out, by the way? Because you say you evicted him. Did you go to court to have him evicted?
Yes, ma'am. May I please tell you what really happened?
I want you to tell me, did you go to court to have him evicted?
Yes.
I'd like to see the papers that you filed in the court to have him evicted.
May I please ask a question when you are through?
Sure.
Great. Thank you.
What's the question?
I evicted Lisa for non-payment of rent, and I was instructed...
Don't tell me what you were instructed.
Okay.
This is what you filed.
Yes, ma'am.
So, in effect, you told the court that you were evicting both of them for non-payment of rent.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what it says here.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for, some other reason for you to evict him.
It says
here... Mm-hmm. This is just what it says. It says that you were evicting both this gentleman and Lisa for non-payment of rent, which is a lie, because he paid his rent. He paid his rent. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Ma'am.
A lie is a lie. You don't lie in court papers.
I have a screenshot of a text message. I have 20 pages of text messages.
Listen to me. You just... I ask you the question. Put that down. Okay. I asked you the question. I said to you, did he pay the security deposit that you asked for? The answer was yes. I said, did he pay November's rent? You said yes. I said, did he pay December's rent? You said yes. And you swore here that he did not. And that's what you said. You moved to evict him because he did not pay rent, not because he harassed you. Not because you didn't like his actions, not because of anything else. You swore to the judge that you had not received money from him. You can't do that. And then expect any help from me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Go ahead.
I have a countersuit filed.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. Your countersuit's dismissed. And he's getting all of his money back. Not only the $200 security deposit, not only December's rent because you evicted him illegally because you filed a false affidavit before the court. This one. But he's also getting back November's rent punitively from you.
May I ask a question?
You can ask me anything you like. What part of what I said don't you understand?
I understand that.
You can't come into court when you've already gone into a court in December of 2013 and lied to the court in order to get him evicted and expect any help from another judge. That doesn't happen.
I'm sorry, I evicted Lisa for non-payment of rent.
Then you shouldn't have coupled him in the same document, which you did.
I received his 30 days notice before.
You did. Here, lumped him all together because it would be easier for you. You know it, and I know it. Rather than having to say, you know, she didn't pay rent and I don't like the way he behaves, because I don't like the way he behaves, no judge would have evicted him. They would have said, well, he can come in and tell me his side of the story and say either yes or no, I agree that I'll move, or I didn't do any of those things. But you lied. We don't help liars. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Was she outmaneuvered by her ex?
Why would she give you $3,500 to put a house just in your name?
I said, I have the good credit, you have the money, so let's go ahead and buy this house.
That's a lot of...
Judge Judy.
He was sexually harassing me.
I'm just happy with the judgment. and ready to move on with my life.
He defamed my character and contacted my clients.
I told him that I was taking care of her animals and that she was off in Vegas gambling their money away.
He gave me his 30 days numerous occasions.
Look, she lies. She's a big time liar.
I just think he's a con man.
She runs a scam. She puts ads on Craigslist. She rents out the room to unsuspecting victims, and then she illegally evicts them.
Doing background checks on the individuals that I've decided to sub-rent to.
Do a background check. And if you see Lori Burschen, run.